Hare Krishna. You are very enthusiastic. Arriva!
Arriva!
And not tired. Vayam tu navitrapyam. The sages of Naimisharanya would say this from time to time to Sutta Goswami. Vayam tu navitrapyam. Not satisfied. More. Not tired. More, as they were hearing, they were becoming more hungry. More thirsty for Krishna Katha, Bhagavat Katha. There were 88,000 sages assembled there in Naimisharanya listening to Bhagavad Katha. And there was no microphone. Amazing thing. Those were the days some 5,000 years ago. Middle of the forest, first of all. Everything very quiet. But more importantly, their minds were very quiet, peaceful, very eager for the Katha. They were kind of getting realizations out of the heart of the speaker, ready, kind of sucking, attracting whatever the vibrations are, trying to, their antennas were on and they're trying to get them. Things would not bounce off. Katha comes in our direction and it bounces off. The mind is already super saturated with so many other thoughts, or we are not even there a lot of times. Body is there, minds are not. Those sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunak, they were very much there with their body, with their minds, spirits. So there was silence outside, silence inside also. You drop a pin, and what would happen? You would hear. Pin is dropped. Pin drop. Now there is not even bomb drop. No one notices if a bomb is dropped next door. There's so much noise pollution. And the speaker is also very powerful. Tejasvi, Ojasvi, Yashasvi, Manasvi. Very thoughtful and powerful. So the sound vibration, they would give a boost to the sound so that it would reach far and wide. Now that boost is not there. So speakers powerful, listeners very eager, everything peaceful. So it was possible. They would hear, thousands of them sitting, unable to hear. And they would say, yes, yes, not tired, go on. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. We are just relishing what you are saying at every step. So following in the footsteps as much as we could manage. We will continue. This is sixth day. Only one more day to go. Is that good or bad? Okay, that's enough. I thought you would say, see you later. Okay, so what to do? I'll continue. So, many pastimes, of course, we are skipping. And there's plenty of homework for all of you. Sarista Sur, so many asuras, in so many shapes and forms. This one is in the form of a bull. Vrishabhasur is also known as Vrishabhasur, Aristasura, Vrishabhasur. Vrishab meaning bull. When he would walk, Mahim Kampayan, earth would shake, tremble. He would have his tail upraised. Cows would be scared. These cows that we are hearing. By hearing this Nisture na gavam ninam patantya kalo garbhaha shravanti sma bhayena vai. When this Vrishabhasur would do his sound. How does Vrishabhasura sound? That's not a it's not the wrong key. There's a cloud, right? They call it cloud. Not born in the village there, you know, you have no idea how that. Yeah, something. So when the ladies, pregnant ladies and pregnant cows would hear that very scary sound, patanti akalato garbhaha, miscarriages. Just by hearing that, they would be scared. So that's the kind of this Vrishabhasura was. while standing, you know, on the back of the bull there's a hump. So it was so tall, this demon, that the clouds in the sky, they would think this is a little mountain, that hump on the back of the that oxen, and right behind the horn, the neck and the hump. So that was like a mountain. So the clouds would be hovering over around that, thinking, oh, this is a nice mountain. The clouds would be thinking. So Sukadeva Goswami, just giving some idea of the length and breadth and scary nature of this bull. So one time especially, he really was running all over the town. Everyone was so scared, and they thought there was no other shelter. Under these circumstances, only one person could help us. Who was that? Krishna. Krishna, Krishna iti te sarve govindam sharanam yayu. Calling Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 pahi ma.
Krishna, 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 pahi ma.
Pahi means protect. Krishna, 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 rakshama.
Krishna, 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 rakshama.
Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, pahi ma. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama
Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
he.
Krishna, 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 pahi ma.
Krishna, 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 pahi ma.
Krishna, 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 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that prayer to be chanted while taking shelter, begging for shelter and protection from the Lord. Pahi mam, raksha mam. So these residents of Vrindavan, they have no other shelter. Every time there's a difficulty, and they were also informed like that. Gargacharya said, yes, whenever difficult time, just approach this young boy, this Govinda, this Krishna, just approach him. Rest assured, you'll do the needful. This information at the time of name-giving ceremony, Gargacharya had informed. So every time difficulty, they run to Krishna. Govindam sharanam yayu. Bhagavan vitad viksha gokulam bhayavidrutam. And then Krishna, of course, says, ma bhaishta. Don't be scared, don't be scared, don't be afraid, everyone. And Right, when there's some difficulty, what does child do? Huh? Mom, mommy, mommy. So mommy of all of us, who is our mommy?
Krishna.
Krishna. Radha Krishna is our mommy. Radha Krishna is also our daddy. Is all in all. Mama sarva deva deva. He is everything. And that conviction, that realization was there. We could see, as we are going through the pages of this 10th canto of Bhagavatam, how much Krishna conscious they are. Every time difficulty, they know only Krishna. Krishna is the only solution. Not a doctor, not a police, not this, that. So Brajabasis are teaching us how to turn to Krishna. So Lord challenged this demon Arishtasur, and I gave a tough time. So they are facing each other, and this Arishtasur had his eyes were so was very angry. As he couldn't scare the residents of Braj anymore, they were just peaceful and happy to be with Krishna around. Yeah, we were going to mention So finally, Krishna, two wrestlers trying to overpower the opposing wrestler. They're taking their positions. So Krishna managed to catch hold of the horns. And throw him behind. So managed, of course, to get his strength again, uncharged, came forward one more time, and this time, Astapadani sa astadashapadani sa, he says, when Lord pushed this Vrishabhasur, Arishtasur, he was pushed 18 steps behind. You know, steps as we take. 18 steps he was pushed behind. Punaruthaya. He got up Satvara quickly, and he was breathing very heavily, and passing some urine and stool. The animals, they do this. It is here. Mutra Shakrat Samut Sajan. And then the final blow by the Lord. And finished. Eyes are Haribo. And Kshayam is total exhaustion, totally finished. Jagama Krachram Kshayam. And immediately, Pushpai, there are flowers were showered by. You have to imagine that they're being showered. You're looking up for. Demigods are on the way. So those things I have not mentioned, but what happens that is a side story, quite popularly known in Vrindavan and in the purports of these verses in here is a mention how now some residents of Vrindavan, not some, in fact, Radharani, she accused Krishna that you have, you know, the bull represents dharma and you have killed a bull. So you have committed a big sin. You are a sinner. So please stay at distance. Don't touch us. Hey, don't come, hey! So Krishna is trying to make advances, get there. And then, we told you, committed sin, and this, they laid down a condition. Only when you take bath in all the sacred tirthas and you become purified, then we could be together. Up until then, bye. See you later. And you know what to do. Life without these devotees, without Radharani, Gopi, their company, this Madhurya Leela. There's no life. So Lord was very serious about going, taking bath in all the holy tirthas. And as he was contemplating on this pilgrimage and holy dips all over Bharatvarsha, all the tirthas come here, come there, right there. Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri, Narmada, Sindhu, and you name all the, as many rivers and as many kundas and sacred lakes. They all came. They took forms personified. They all had kalashas. Oh, you need not go anywhere. We are right here. So then Lord made a kund, a lake. He pushed his, heel of the foot. And so soon there was the lake, kunda. All these tirthas pour their sacred waters. Lord took his holy dip. And then he found wherever the gopis, Radharani, okay, I'm done. But then Krishna said, you know, killed that demon for everybody's benefit. Everyone was scared. I just did a duty. I did the needful. But you falsely accused me that I killed bull and dharma, and so you are, in fact, you are a sinful. Your thought, you're thinking like this. So you better take bath now. See you later. Go everywhere, go take bath. So they are making different attempts also. So first they started digging their kund. They broke their bangles and they're digging, the bangles, they're digging the another kund. And they also make attempt to from Manasi Ganga. Some Ganga has appeared in Braj, in Govardhan. So all the gopis, their parts, they're filling up and then handing over to the next one, to the next one. There was a queue from Manasi Ganga to Radha Kund. They're trying to fill a big, huge kund and little parts there. It was taking so much time. So as they were making this endeavor in all the tirthas, which were right there, next door in Sham Kund, they said, "May we serve you also?" And finally it was agreed upon, and then all the tirthas which were there in Sham Kund, they rushed. And they filled up Radha Kund. Then all the gopis and Radharani took the holy dip there. The both parties were now free from whatever sin, so-called sin that they had committed. They don't commit any sin. The gopis are sinless. They don't commit. Krishna, mam na limpanti, karmani na limpanti, Krishna says. Krishna's all acts are karma-free, free from karma. No reactions. Everything is transcendental. But for sake of Leela, these both parties, the cues, the counter curses and different things go on. So these two kundas, especially Radha Kund, this is the topmost place in Vrindavan. Mathura is superior, Rupa Goswami. Mathura is superior to Vaikunth because in Mathura, Lord appeared. Lord took his birth. But the 12 forests of Vrindavan are superior even to Mathura because Lord performed his pastimes there. But Govardhan Hill is superior to all the 12 forests because Lord lifted that hill. Glorified that way. But there is one more thing, even superior to Govardhan, and that is Radha Kund. And is there anything superior to Radha Kund? None. Nothing. Not possible. Because there's nothing superior to Radharani. Radha Kund is as dear to the Lord as much as Radharani is dear to him. So that Radha Kund and Sham Kund was outcome of this Aristasur. they came into being. They are eternally there, and they also, from time to time, these past times, are there. And we kind of think, oh, there's a history, oh, on for such and such time they were created. And there's a particular day, in fact, during Kartik, the Radhakund appearance day. And Radhakund appeared at midnight, 12 midnight. And hundreds and thousands of pilgrims from all over Braj, from all over North India, now hundreds of ISKCON devotees come there to take bath at the time of the appearance of Radhakund. So, although that has not been mentioned here, but that pastime is there. And Radhakund Shyamakunda Ki.